Zog the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, 5 lines from the bottom. HaKoyre SheOmru, the Koyre, the crossbeam that we place in the front of the Mavui, what's the shear, the specifications of the Koyre? Zog the Mishnah, Rechove Kedei LeKabel HaRiach. It has to be wide in order to be able to hold and accept a brick. V'HaRiach, what is the size of this brick? Chatzi Leveino Shashloisha Tvachim. It's a half of a Levena brick, which is 3 tvachim. So it comes out, if it's a half of a 3 tvachim wide Levena brick, so the Ariach is 1.5 tefach. That's the width of the Ariach. So the Koyre has to be able to hold the width of the Ariach, which is a brick, which is 1.5 tefach wide. Continues the Mishnah, therefore, Daya le Koyre shterechove tefach kde le kabel Ariach. It's enough for the Koyre to be wide 1 tefach, in order to be able to hold a Ariach, which is 1.5 tefach, l'rochboy, meaning you hold the brick towards the width of the Koyre. The width of the brick is 1.5 tefach. The length of that brick could be 3 tvachim. But the width is 1.5 tefach, so you place 1.5 tefach over the area of the Koyre, which is 1 tefach. So it's overlapping 0.5 tefach, 0.5 tefach on each side comes out to being 0.25 tefach on each side. 0.5 tefach in total. A 1.5 brick in width over a 1 Koyre wide Koyre beam, so it's 1.5/1, so it's 0.5 tefach overlapping, so it's 1/4 on each side, 0.25 tefach on each side overlapping. And that's called a Koyre that can hold an Ariach that's 1.5 tefach. So this Koyre, Zok the Mishnah, has to be two conditions. Rechove kedei lekabel Ariach. It has to be wide to be able to hold this brick, ubriya kedei lekabel Ariach. And in addition, it has to be physically strong to withhold this brick, that the Koyre shouldn't break because of the weight of the brick. On that, Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, rechove, as long as it's wide, af al pi she'ein briya, it doesn't have to be physically strong. As long as it's wide, and the brick can sit on it, even though it can't physically withhold it, that's ready enough. So therefore, continues the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it doesn't physically have to hold the brick. So hoysa shel kash v'shel konim, if the Koyre is merely made out of straw or reeds, roin hoysa kilu shel mateches, we look at it as if it's made out of stainless steel, out of metal, out of mateches, because it doesn't physically have to hold the brick. It has to be wide that theoretically it can hold a brick, but not physically. So memela, that's why shel kash is made out of straw, it would also be kosher and it's taka good. This is Rabbi Yehuda saying that since it doesn't have to be bria, it only has to be rechove lekabel Ariach, but it doesn't have to be bria, so mele, the Koyre could be made out of kash also, could be made out of straw. So it's Rabbi Yehuda, Zog Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Kamala. Zog the Mishnah Vayta Akuma, if let's say the Koyre is bent, so a regular Ariach cannot sit on it. It's not in a form, it's an arch. So if it's an Akuma, it's an arch, so then how could the Ariach sit on it? So again, so we look at it as if it's straight. Agula, if it's circular, so again, it cannot sit on a circular beam. It won't be able to sit on it. It has to balance. The brick can't stay stable and sit on the circle. So we look at it as if it is a perfect square, the mugubas, so then it can sit on it flat. That means if the Koyre is circular, so we said, but how do you know what the width is? It has to be roichav tefach. So kol sheyesh bekeifah shlosha tvachim. If the circumference is 3 tvachim, so then you know that the diameter, you know that the width of that circle, the diameter, is yesh b'roichav tefach, because that's a cheshbon of pi, so to speak, of 3 to 1. If it's a 3 circumference, so then the diameter is 1, so it's considered like you have a koyre that's roichav tefach, and that's sufficient. So we have yesodis to come achlokes in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Tanakama says the Koyre needs 2 conditions. It has to be rechova, tefach, kedei lekabel Ariach, and it has to be bria, physically be able to hold it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's enough if it's selkash also, it just has to be rechova. So what's the Yisrael Machlokes? Tanakama holds, what's the inyan that has to be bria, kedei lekabel Ariach? The pshat is, Because if it's bria, if it's strong enough that it can withhold a stick, a stone physically, a brick physically, that shows that it's not stam here arai. The kor is not stam arai by happenstance, just part of the binyan that's sticking out. No, it's a kavua de kabim. It can withhold, it can withstand, it can hold up a brick. So mele, it's a proper hecker. The whole vart of the kor is a hecker for the mavui. It's only a hecker if it's here kavua. It's not a hecker if it's here arai. So a mele, you need that shows that it's permanent. It's real. It's not something that punk happens to be here. It can withhold a brick, so it's there to stay. So a mele, that makes it that it's a proper hecker. That's a mashmoyes of Rashi here. However, Rashi Nav Gimel says the reason it has to be strong is because if it's not strong to hold a brick, then the kor poshut practical reason. It's not strong enough that it'll be not nitel aide ruach. So if you know that it can hold a brick physically, so you know it's not going to blow away in the wind. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Sichas Soda in Daf Gimel, he says that be'etzem is toli zebezeh, meaning that the fact that it's heavy and it's not going to blow in the wind, that gufa makes it that it's a proper hecker. And memele, it's there that it's showing that it's kavua. It's gufa toli zebezeh, that it's not going to blow away. And the fact that it's here to show that it's a proper hecker, that is gufa one you saw it, in order that it should be clearly a hecker in the mavui. Now, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that says that it can even be made out of kash, as long as it's wide, but it doesn't have to be bria. Zogdur Beni Yehoinison, that's Rabbi Yehuda L'shitosoi. Rabbi Yehuda L'shitosoi holds that even a koyer l'mayla michof is kashin daf beis, because the void is not because of hecker, it's because of mechitza. So that's why it doesn't have to be strong to be mekabel ariach either. L'mayla michof is not because of hecker, because shloi shalte ben l'mayla michof, but rather koyer mishu mechitza. So mele, you don't need a hecker in the Ariach, that has to be etzim physically hold Ariach. It has to be Rechove Kabbal Ariach, but it doesn't have to be Briel Kabbal Ariach, because it's Mishum Mechitza, it's not Mishum Eker. That's what Lamayla Mechov, Rebidul Shtosoy, is also good. Leshol Debein Lamayla Mechov, so it's a Mechitza Dekadin, it's not a Heker Dekadin. True, even Mishum Mechitza is a Heker too, but it's not only exclusively as Heker. So the Chachom clearly argued Rabbi Kash. Rashi said, Rabbi Yudah Ka'omelo, what about the end of the Mishnah? Legabi Akuma, Legabi Agula. Do you say the Royin over there, Dafkin Rabbi Yehuda, or the Chacham over here agree that over here you do say a Royin? So the Bach says Behedya that these are also the words of Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabbi Yehuda Dafkin is the one that says that it could be Akuma and you say Royin, and it could be Agula and you say Royin. Mashen Kol Chachamim, you don't say this. It has to be a Koira that is straight, that it's Mekabel and a Riach, and it's Briya Be'etzim. The Ritva says, and the Rosh say, that no, that over here the Chachom agree that Yitaka say Royin. Because over here there's no chisorin in the strength of what it can withhold. It can be mekabel in a riach. Norvos, it's agula. It can't physically stand on it. Or it's akuma. So over here you say Royin. When did Chachom argue something that's a kash, it's not be'etzim bria? So then you don't say Royin. Mashenge, something that's be'etzim yochel lekabel riach, the second part of the Mishnah, legabed akuma, legabed agula, over here the doctor Ritva on the Rosh, Chom also say Royin. So mele, this would not be only the Rabbi Yehuda, this would be the Kong to the Chom also. So he says, Sodi Zikamachleikas is the safe for the end of the Mishnah of akuma and agula, alibid Rabbi Yehuda, just like by Kash, it's Rabbi Yehuda who had in by akuma and agula, you say Royin, or this Royin, the Chom agreed to, because be'etzim is yochel lekabel riach. Now the whole din of the Kura being a tefach is legabi de roichav. Legabi de oivyo, stayed in Rambam behedya, that there's no shear for the oivyo. The oivyo, meaning the height, can even, the thickness, can even be a mashu. The Levush explains, it's very geschmack, because if the whole vart is a hecker is only shaykh in the roichav, in the width. You're walking under it, you see the width. But how high it is, how what the oivyo is, that's irrelevant to the hecker. So mele, there's no din in oivyo, because that's not relevant at all to the hecker that you need in the koira. Zog the Gemara daf Yudalad Omer Aleph Tefach. The Koyr is Rechove Tefach. Tefach Umechza Boy. The Riach is Tefach Umechza. And for the Gemara came in the Rochav LeKabel Tefach. Since the Koyr is wide enough to be Mekabel, meaning something that is a Tefach. So Mele Idoch Chatzi Tefach Malben Lebetino. Once it's a Tefach and it can Mekabel something that's a Tefach. So likewise, something that's a Tefach and a half, that Idoch Chatzi Tefach is Malben Lebetino, you can have it overlapping a quarter on each side, and you put a little cement, so you may mareach the cement over there, so Mela, it stays tied into place. So melabele betino mashu mahagiso, mashu mahagiso, v'kaimo, and the koira it can hold something that's a tefach mechzo. Zog de gomoga. Omar rabbe barav huna, koira she'omru, tzrich shtei bril k'del kabel oriach. The koira has to be strong enough to be able to withhold an oriach. Umamide koira, but let's say the pegs that hold up the koira, let's say this peg's coming out of the Mavui's walls, that are holding up the koira, those pegs, ain't a tzrich she'obrin k'del kabel koira v'oriach. It doesn't have to be strong enough to be able to kabel a koira and a riach. It's sufficient, it's enough if it's machzik the koira itself. Because the whole vart that the koira has to be machzik in a riach is that it should be a koira that's kavua, it should be nicker, so you have a heck in the Mavui. That heck you don't need in the yasedois, in the what's it called? In the Mamide Koira. The Mamide Koira don't have to have that ability because that's not the hecker. The hecker is the Koira. Because we're only talking about theoretically, it doesn't be etzim have to have a riach on there. So the Mamide Koira don't have to be that strong to be able to hold something which is only a theoretical thing. That means the Mamide Koira also have to be strong enough to be able to mekabel a Koira and a riach. Zog de Gemara weiter om Rav Sheshes. Heniach koira al gabe movui. Uporas olea machzeles. You have the koira on the top of the movui, and you have a mat that's covering the koira now. V'igbioi min akaka shloisho. So now the mat is going down below the koira, but it's covering up the opening, but it's not all the way to the floor. It's above the floor, three tvachim or more. So koira enkan, you don't see a koira because it's covered, there's no hecker. U'mechitza enkan, you don't have a mechitza either. Because the mechitza is a mechitza gdi and boikim boikim because it's above three off the ground. Zog the mogul koira enkan do mechasya, it's covered. U mechitza enkan davle mechitza shagdi and boikim bo, the gdiim, the goats can go under it, and that breaks up this mechitza that you have of the machzelis. Now, what about if it's pochz megimel? Pochz megimel, even if you have a gdiim going under there, it's lovud. Lovud is kesosum, so that would not be a problem. Shteten ritva, this whole din that the gdiim boikim break up the machzelis is the mechitz of the machzelis. Masha enkan, when you have a proper koira that's not covered, you don't say gdiim boikim bo. And if koira mishum mechitza, you don't say gdiim boikim bo. Even if you say koira mishum mechitza, why not? Zok the ritva, the pshat is because koira is rechove tefach. Since the koira is rechove tefach, so we say gud achis mechitza. We say gud achis. It's a mokum sosum beetzim. Just like pochz megimel tzemachim sosum, and when it's lovered, you don't say gdiim boikim boy. So too by good achis, by rechav techav, you say good achis. So it's sosum, so you don't say gdiim boikim boy. That's the halacha l'maish b'Sinai. Kiyas gdiim cannot break up good achis, even though kiyas gdiim could break up a mechitza that's not megiyah l'karka, because good achis of a koira of tefach is kiliyoid v'soysim. Masha enken a mechitza is separating reshuyos. That's all it does. So Bekiyas Gdiim is breaks that up, Zog the Stipler. Bekiyas Gdiim breaks up the mechitz of separating Rishuyos. Mashenken the courage of Rechove Tefach, that is a din of Gudachis, that Bekiyas Gdiim cannot break. So if Kolzman is a courage there, we say it's a proper mechitza. Even if courage of mechitza, we don't say Bekiyas Gdiim boy can boy. That's what Gudachis does. It stops, Gdiim cannot break up this mechitz of Gudachis. Mashenken if you have a mechitz of a machzel is going down, so over there, that's only Mechalik Rishuyos. If it goes below Gimel, so it's awesome. But if it doesn't go below Gimel, so then Bekiyas Gdiim break up this separation of the Rishuyos Gufa, and Yitake don't have a Mechitza. Zog mal weiter, Tonne Rabbonon, Koira hayoyitzi mikoysel ze, if you have a Koira coming out of one wall of the Mavui, ve'en in a gaz mikoysel ze, but it doesn't reach the end of the Mavui, to the other side. So, or, ve'chein shtei Koiras achas yoyitzi mikoysel ze, you have one coming out of the right wall, but they don't meet. They're separated. They don't touch each other. So since they don't touch each other, or it doesn't reach the other wall across it, so it depends how far they're removed. Less than gimel, so it's lovud. So it's a proper koira. It's more than three removed, either between the two koiras, or the koira to the wall. You have to bring another koira. You have Shimon Gamliel Loimah that holds that lovud is dalad. So pachas ma'arba, if it's less than four in between, ain't tzach lovi koira acheres. Arba, if it's four tvachim, tzach lovi koira acheres. Zog the more another din. V'chein shtei koiras hamatimois. If you have two koiras that are matimois, that are, each one doesn't have a tefach, that's the minimal shir of a koira, but they each have a half a tefach, but they're side by side, they're twins, they put them side by side. So loy bezu kedel kabel riach. Each one on its own cannot be mekabel riach because it's a hefet tefach. So loy bezu kedel kabel riach. Loy bezu kedel kabel riach. In mekabel is riach lerochvoy. If they're mekabel riach in its width, meaning together half a koira of a tefach and a half a tefach. Each koira is a half a tefach. Together it's one tefach. So together they mekabel in a riach lerochvoy. So then it's taka good. Then you have a tefach. It's like always you mekabel a riach lerochvoy tefach. So if you have a curry that's a half a tefach, if they're matimois, so then that's also good. However, if together they don't have a shear of a tefach, if each one is less than half a tefach, then tzorch lovi curry acheres. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, no, even if each one is less than a half a tefach, and together they don't comprise a whole tefach, still, in makablois ogiach lo orkoi, meaning, if let's say you place them, when you place them together, they can't accept an ariach because it's less than a tefach. But if let's say in makablos ariach laorkoi, if let's say you separate them a little, these twin koiras, which are less than a half a tefach, you make a little space in between them. So if that space now is less than gimel tvachim, and you place the ariach now laorkoi, the ariach of the ariach is three tvachim. So if you place it laorkoi, if it's shloisha, meaning if it's shloisha tvachim, meaning if you place the ariach shloisha tvachim on the arkoi and you separate a little space between the two koiras, because each one is less than half a tefach, and it can sit now arkoi of the shloisha tvachim of the ariach, so ain't zach lovi koira cheres. Vim lav, but if they can be machzik the ariach shloisha la arkoi, because the space in between is going to be too big, so then Tzorech lovi koira acheres, you have to bring another koira. So possibly talking about that the koiras are cemented in. That's where you can't move them around. So if they're cemented in a way that they're less than gimel tvachim, even though they themselves are less than a half a tefach, but you can place the ariach la'arkoi, because it's less than gimel tvachim, it can sit on those two koiras, even partially, so then it's taka ein tzorech lovi koira acheres. But if it's too far removed, then you taka can't. Tanakama says, no, it has to be together a ganze tefach. If one of the koiras was more elevated than the one next to it, so one was higher than the other, so we look at the elyoina, ki'ilui lamato. We say that it's kilu lamato. It's next to the one that's below it. Or, vesel tachtoina, kilu lamalo. Meaning either or. Either you elevate the lower one or you bring the higher one lower. So like this, they're next to each other. And then a riach can be on it. Because then they're near each other. This goyin, you say. Uvach loitel yoyna lamala me'eskimamo. If the yoyna is above 20, which is be'etzim in a mokam psul, so then you don't say the din of royin. Uvach loitel yoyna lamala me'eskimamo. Or v'tachtoyna lamata masora. You don't say royin from a mokam psul. Now, even though we know the halacha is that a koira could be miktsas lamala michov and miktsas lamata michov, there's a difference. Over there, you have a miktsas koira lamala michov and lamata michov. When you have a koira, true, this is the miktsas, but you have a whole beam which is currently separated, lamala michov, and you want to say royin kilui lamato, that you don't say from a place that is a mokum psul. You don't say royin from a mokum psul. A koira partially in the makam psul is not a chisaron, but to say royin from a makam psul kilu lamato, that you don't say. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah says a yesoid when you have two koiras, one is a mala, one is a mato. You say royin, but you don't say that when it's the mala michov. Zok de gemara, Omer Abaya, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, sovlo kavur bechado upolag lebechado. He holds like his father Rabbi Yehuda in one din, but he argues in another din. Sovlo kavur bechado that word is the royin. Then you say the din of royin. Rabbi Yudin the Mishnah says that you say royin. You say that when it's kash, kilu imateches. Zogt Rashi, the isle royin, kavur de omab masisin royin, ois kilu ishel mateches. Mashenken, he doesn't hold of the other Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't hold like his father, legabe the other nekudu. Polagalei bechado. Did Rabbi Yudin sovau, lemaile me'eschim, that the koyach can even be lemaile me'eschim. The Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudas Sovar, betoich eschim in lemaile me'eschim loy, and that's where he says clearly lemaile me'eschim. You don't say royin because lemaile me'eschim is a psul. So he doesn't hold the Rabbi Yehuda legabre din of lemaile me'eschim. But he holds the Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the din of royin. Now the mashmoyus of Rashi is clearly over here that you have to come on to Rabbi Yehuda of royin that just like he says by kash kilusha mateches severe also. So the Rishash Bavarns, L'chara, it's mashma over here, that according to the Rabbonon, Pashtas, they say Royin. Because we said, there's a machlekas in the Mishnah, and we're showing him, what is the machlekas Rabbi Yudin Rabbonon by Royin? Do they only say, you don't say Royin by Kash, but you do say Royin by Ogul or by Okum? Because over there, you be'etzim have a koira. It's not a chisaron of kash. You have a bria one, just it's bent, or it's not a square, it's circle. So they agreed to royin. Over here, it's the same thing. Over here, it's stay koira, samatimais, you have a koira. So this royin they would agree to. But Rashi is saying clearly, the Gemara says avua, but Rashi uses the sugi of kilusha mateches. Why do you have to say the mateches one? It could have been the royin of ogul and okum, which is according to everyone. Rashi bedavka said mateches. So Dr. Rishash, the Chayyim Rabbanon agree by a yesh me yesh to say royin by something that you have that you see they say royin just by a yesh me ein. You have to be yesh me ayin when there's kash over there they don't say royin. Rashi over here is mashma that even the Rabbanon argue because they compare it to mateches. That means they compare this yesh me yesh to a yesh me ein, which is a kash and mateches. So al kaponim yesh ledaik in this Rashi. If it's clearly the Rabbanon argue, even by Yesh Meyesh, to say Royin by the cases that are not Dafka Kash. The Rambam clearly brings this din of Achs Lamal of Achs Lamata, did you say Royin, meaning even according to the Rabbanon. Not like this Rashi, that it's only Rabbi Yehuda that's Asmateches. If it's Rechav, even if it's not strong physically, Zogdimol Mas Le Rabbi Yehuda Lechia Bar Rav Kamei De Rav. Rechov af b'shein ebriya, it's wide, even if it's not strong, be'etzim to hold a riach. It could be a kash. Omalei asnei, no, change it. Rechov ebriya. So Eber Zoy, Zoktayz right away, if your goyer is rechov ebriya, so the whole sugi of kash is not relevant anymore. If you tell me you need rechov ebriya, so you don't say that afilu shishal kash, Zoktayz is pirush hashbam, ve'ein machlegs bedova, ve'koshe da'az yeshlimcha kol bava d'goyin, the whole bava of goyin. So he says, Nira Shema Hapach Divir Rabbi Yudav Rabbonon. Upon him, he was Goyris, Rechova Ubriya. You need Taka both. Zogt, even in Rabbi Yudav. Frank the Morav, Om Rabbi Loi, Om Arav, Rechova Arbo. If it's wide, four Tvachim. Af Bishen Abriya, it does not need to be Briya. So we see clearly that Rav holds that it doesn't need to be Briya. Zogt, Gemara, Rechova Arbo, Shiny. When it's Rechova Arbo, that's different. Four is already different. And the Rashba says, because Arbo, is a shear of a mokum. So being that it's a shear of a mokum, so over there, arba be'etzim, arba tzvachim is a shear of mokum, usually in Rishuyos, so a mele, it doesn't have to be bria, because it has the mile of a shear of mokum. The kore, that's rechove tefach, would taka need to be bria too. Masha inkin, when it's rechove arba, arba is a shear of mokum, that itself takes the place of bria. Now the vart lechore is because it's a mokum. Shear mokum is a hecker. That's the whole vart in the curry. You need the hecker. So usually you have the hecker, tefach, and bria. The hecker, ayidei arba tvachim, even if it's not bria, that's be'etzem a hecker. That shir mokum is a hecker. So that's why it doesn't have to be bria. Zog dumara hoysa shel kash. So we say royin as if it's mateches. Mai komashlon, what's the chiddush damrinun royin? Hainu hach. We know that already. We know the whole din of royin. We know already. It says in the beginning of the Mishnah that ava bishen ebriya. We say royin. Rabbi Yudah said rechov ava bishen ebriya, which means kilu ebriya. So what if tell me a din of royin by kash kilu mateches? So k'mo mar teimo b'mino amrinon. Meaning, if you have a koira that is made out of eitz and now you want to make it that it's bria to mekabel and ariach, so vaita you're keeping the same in. Masha'inkin over here, shaloi b'mino. You're taking kash, you want to make it into mateches. Imaginary mateches. That's shaloi b'mino. Loi amrinon. Komashalon, you say royin, even shaloi b'mino. Zog the Gemara, akuma royin ois kili pshuto. When it's bent, we look at it as if it's straight. Zog the Gemara, pshita. We know that already. Why is this royin any different by Rechovesh and Abriya that we said you say royin? Zog the Gemara, komashalon, kidirab zera. The Chiddush is the Rebzeir is din. The Omer Reb Zeira, by a Koyer that's bent, he betoich ha-movui. If the Koyer is within the movui, the sides of the Koyer. Vakum misa, and the bend is mechutz la-movui. The bend, the arch, it's going out of the movui. So here betoich esrim, or the Koyer is within 20 amas. But akum misa, the bend, the arch, is going above 20, l'maylam esrim. Or he l'maylam asor, the Koyer itself is above 10 tvachim. The minimal height. Vakum misa, and the bend is l'matam asorah, below 10. So over here the chiddush is, royin, we look at it, kol sheli notel akum misa, as if you remove the bend, you remove that arch. So now how much space between the kura without the arch, ve'em ben zelazeh, between the two parts, as if you cut out the arch, there's less than gimel tvachim, ve'em ben zelazeh shloisha, so ein tzach lavi kura cheres. You don't have to bring another kura. Vim lav, and if you imagine that we remove this arch, akme miso, and it's more than gimel talking between them. So then, tzorich lo vikara cheres, then this kara is not going to be machshe de mavui. And that's the chiddush that we're saying now by akuma. Akuma goynes kili pshuta, even though it's, you're saying that you remove it, and because it's out of the makom of the heksher of the mavui, it's lamato, lamalo, or it's out of the area of the mavui, but if it's pachas migimel, then you don't say lo vikara cheres. Zog the Gemara, what's the additional chiddush over here? Honami pshita. The fact that you say lovud, if the two parts of the curry after you cut away the bends, if it's betach gimel, is lovud. So what's the chiddush? That's a pashto din. We know that. Zog the Gemara, he betach mavui vakumisa chutz lemavui itzichalei. The chiddush is not in the case of lamalam esem apachs mi esa. The chiddush is when it goes out of the mavui. Because maritem, you might think, because lemaisa, this is only imaginary that you're removing the bends. Kilu yinotel, but lemaisa it's here, so it's bending out of the mavui. So you might think lechush dilma osilam shuchi basra. Maybe the person's going to walk in the mavui all the way till the extending of the bend, all the way out of the mavui, because he thinks that the kurex is extended, but really it's past the mavui because the arch is out of the mavui. So you might think it will be also because we're choshesh that you might go all the way to there. Kamash melon, then we're not choshesh, then the kurex is kosher, even though the akma misa is out of the mavui, we're not choshesh that he's going to go past the mavui. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of Yudalad Amud Aleph. Agula roinos yikilim rubas. That's a whole sugya of a circumference. We'll stop over here.